Now I'm joined by Onega boys head basketball coach Jason Klaycamp as they dropped a tough one last night to Axtell at home 66-32. And coach, started off a pretty solid first quarter, but towards the end of the first quarter there were a couple of plays that possibly flipped this game to more Axtell getting some momentum. And just one of your thoughts on that and also just how the game went as a whole.
Well, I thought coming out of the gate, I thought that was probably the best first quarter that we put together this year. Very easily we had a chance to go into the second quarter down 12-8 instead of 15-8. We gave them three at the end there. But I thought overall our effort in that first quarter was about as solid as we've had all year starting off a game.
And coach, you guys were just a little bit shorthanded in this one with Connor Nieder out of this game. And as a result, you had to start a couple of freshmen in Maddox Honus and Kaysen Hutfliss. How do you feel like those guys did in substitution of Connor in this one?
I thought they did a good job. Now they're both talented players that are going to help us. We've talked about this before, how young we are. Freshmen, we have a lot of freshmen and sophomores that play. So, I thought those guys did an okay job. We just got to do better at limiting turnovers. I think that's what really killed us in this one.
And Race, he did a pretty solid job inside. He made a few mistakes, as did, I mean, everybody in this one. But I mean, talking about the way he played, he fought hard down low.
Yeah, I think Race is going to get better and better. Now, he's a big, strong kid. He knows how to use his body inside. I think that's one key point for us offensively is he's got to continue to put out that effort inside. And this is two games in a row. Now, he's had pretty nice. He had a nice one before we went on break there against Cornerstone. So I think he's become a little more of a force inside. And that's something that we're going to have offensively if we're going to continue to improve.
And then Jackson, he shot the ball pretty well whenever he got open. What are some things you guys are trying to do to try to get him some good looks?
I think the biggest key now is trying to get him off the point more and letting him move without the basketball. I think he's a better scorer when we can do that. Having Maddox on the floor, that kind of gives us a little bit of an opportunity to let Maddox run the point and get Jackson off the ball. And I think that's going to help Jackson in the long run. I thought one thing we did good last night, we shot the ball. I think we were 50% from the field and 67% from two. Problem was we just didn't get enough shots up, and I think we had 28 turnovers. That kind of limits your shot chart right there.
And, Coach, I talked about this with the girls' coach, Craig Boswell. You guys have a really busy week coming up. You guys have a game on this upcoming Friday, and then on top of that, you guys play again Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and then the TVL tournament on that following Saturday. So you guys are really busy this week. What are some things you guys are trying to do to get mentally prepared for the busy week up ahead?
Well, I mean, it's good to get some games in because before break we only play four games in that first 2 months of the season. So it's good to get some games in, but this might be a little too much. we're not going to have time to have many practices to work things out. We'll be going game to game here next week. And then that TVL start, and we'll play again on that Monday or Tuesday after the TVL on that Saturday. So it's going to be a busy stretch here. And we just got to continue to improve. Right now, I think we're kind of hurting ourselves with the turnovers, and I think if we can limit those, cut those in half, get that down around the 12 mark, I think that's going to be key for us. And we're moving in the right direction.
I feel that way, too. We got a couple of non-league games coming up, and Coach, best of luck, and we hope to see you guys propel some momentum going into next week.
All right, thank you.
That was Onega Boys head basketball coach Jason Klaycamp here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and Mainstar Trust.